Welcome to the 245th episode of the Jamie Delaney Plant-Based Wellness Podcast. My name is Jamie Delaney and I'm your host. I'm a plant-based cardiologist and endurance athlete living in Southwest Florida. I am happy to be here today with Addie Meinerich, RDN. Welcome, Addie.
Hello, everyone, and happy National Nutrition Month.
Very, very good. The main topic of this meeting is our apology, our regrets that we're canceling our 5th annual Charlotte County Plant-Based Nutrition Conference because of COVID-19. We didn't want to do it, but we also are all about wellness and all about health, and it would be terrible to expose someone to the virus that we wouldn't, you know, that didn't need to be. So we made the decision to cancel the conference in Port Charlotte. Instead, we're offering an audio conference. This will be, and so we've completely canceled that conference and opened up a new event, plant-based audio wellness conference. And you can get the link from our website, drdelaney.com. It's drdelaney.com. The price will be $60. We'll continue to have the same schedule with Pam Popper and Karen Hartglass, Addie Meinerich, and myself. We'll each be doing two talks in a TED-style fashion, meaning there'll be about 18 to 20-minute talks followed by Q&A. People that sign up for the conference will be given a phone number to dial in as well as access to our slides. They'll be able to call in and ask questions during the Q&A period. The recording will be available for a prolonged period of time after the conference. And we're also going to send you the menu that we would have had at the conference for breakfast and lunch. So this gives everybody that listens to the podcast the opportunity to have a conference with us. It's going to be, pretty much a day event, 4 hours of lectures on Saturday, March 28th. And again, if you can't listen or you have to leave and go and back and forth, you can tune in to the recorded session. So with all of us being homebound or told not to go anywhere, or if you're choosing to stay in, this is a great thing to do on a Saturday.
Absolutely. And for those of you kind of mapped out the day already to come see us, we hope that you still have that opening in your schedule available. And, you can share this in your home and have it for later listening pleasure, as well as the slides to take notes on for later use as well. So I really do think, we're doing we're trying to do our best here of making some lemonade out of the lemons we've been dealt. And we are, trying to provide an extended conference to all of you who maybe aren't in the Florida location or were able to come before. So maybe it'll be even better.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty good alternative. You get to hear us give a lecture instead of just talk to our cats into thin air. So it's going to be a challenge, though. I obviously like to be in front of people and see people's faces and make eye contact. So it's going to be a little bit more difficult, I think, giving a talk into thin air. But we'll give it a shot. I have two brand new talks. You have two brand new talks. So information that people haven't heard before.
Yes. And I think it'll be a nice variety of information. We're really, as always, connecting, food as medicine, food as, prolonging health and longevity through plant-based nutrition specifically, but doing a variety of topics. Again, our speakers are the same exactly as we always have planned. Thrilled to have Pam and Karen on board. So we're providing you with fabulous content, but you can do it in your PJs. So we look forward to having everybody on there. And then you'll also be able, I think it's important to note as well, we'll have that live Q&A after the talks. So you have that opportunity that was a little different from, a regular old podcast. But also something that we love about our in-person conference is the ability for those attendees to ask their questions to the experts. So I think it's going to be a really great day on March 28th.
Yes. And we were going to have an immersion week and we're canceling that as well because I don't want people to be stuck in a hotel or get quarantined. But right now we're continuing to have our 5K wellness walk run on Tuesday before the conference. That'll be March 24th at 7 a.m. So we're going to meet with people that are local and run across the bridge. And if you'd like to run virtually with us that day, that would be great as well. Send me your, you know, your watch, 3.1 mile, and maybe we can share something with you. So, you know, do that. It would be lovely to see how many people ran a virtual 5K with us that morning.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's really important to know getting outside and getting that fresh air right now is encouraged. You know, it's great for our immune system, get those lungs pumping, that circulation going. But what's really great about this is we're doing it, predominantly got the idea started to celebrate one of our members in particular who has really turned his health around through plant-based nutrition. And so it'll be his first 5K on his birthday. But then we're also inviting other members, and it's been fabulous to see all of those that are signing up from our local members, but then also those who are joining us virtually, whether it be in Louisiana or Georgia or South Carolina. So it's really great to see this. We're using it as a celebration of health because, you know, if anything, this is showing us how fortunate we are to know what we know about nutrition and our health and that we are healthy and able to do these things. So whether you walk, run, do a combo of both, which is what I've been up to lately, we welcome you to join in on the plant-based running, walking, wellness fun.
Yeah, and I have news, Addie, that you don't even know. The diva came up to me today after nutrition class, and she signed up. She's going to be doing the 5K with us.
Of course she is. No, she should have no problem with her 18 round a whole of golf and then also her hour-long Zumba class. I think she should be good to go.
So, you know, join in the fun. And that's, you know, that's what I love about our membership practice. It's not just call us when you're sick and come sit in the doctor's office. This is all about being healthy, and it's all about community. Just because, just like the blue zones, I think we should call ourselves the beach zones or the green zones. I don't know what, but you know, it's a supportive community. So if your spouse is not plant-based, you know, you have a community. If you need somebody to exercise with, we have exercise programs. Addie is also our wellness director, and you know, with a degree in exercise phys that she gives our members circuits, and we do challenges every month. Oh, so we do weightlifting challenges, step challenge, cardio challenge, and it's great to see how people are participating. So we have a lot of people that are going to be joining us. There's going to be some people that are just going to come over and cheer us on that don't want to actually do the whole walk, which is also great. The other thing is that we do yoga in the office and in a stretch and balance class in the office. So I think it's real important that, you know, to have a practice that, you know, we're all about health. And in this time, I know last week's podcast was about COVID-19, and I'm not going to let it take over this podcast. But, you know, it's what can we do as a society to keep ourselves healthy? And certainly it doesn't involve fast food restaurants. You know, it doesn't, you know, help if your lungs are all messed up with dairy and, you know, you're inflamed and your joints are inflamed. It just makes things much worse. And, you know, we've had patients that had kidney issues that have actually reversed their kidney disease being plant-based. And that's another thing that this virus, you know, it people that have poor kidneys or poor liver function, it is worse on them. And so eating plant-based is a way to make yourself healthier from the start. Yeah, you know, you may get this this virus, and it may be a bad flu. It might be a really bad flu for some people. But, you know, to get to the other side of it and be healthy, you know, is all about, you know, being healthy right now. So this is a good time, you know, if you're stuttering on and off from being plant-based to actually, you know, get on the wagon and really up your nutrition. And I'll let the dietitian take it from here. You know, give us some good tip pointers for upping your nutrition.
Well, I think, you know, and to touch on that before I even get into the food side of things, there's so much anxiety and negativity. So touching on the wellness side of what I do is I talk a lot about gratitude and positivity with a lot of clients on calls that we have. And, you know, I think there's a lot of anxiety and negativity right now. understandably, but some of it's being pushed sometimes out of proportion. So I think it's important to do something positive and be mindful of what you're grateful for as well. So if that is the ability to get outside and get some fresh air and do that with, you know, a few friends that you're able to go out and do that with, you know, cooking food at home, a lot of us here, you know, in this community have, you know, fortunately, the skills and knowledge to know what to cook and how to cook it at home. So even a better idea to gather around your own family table and just kind of take note of what you're grateful for and control the controllables. But in terms of what you can put on that table, you know, really the advice that I can put out there is going to be applicable all year round, no matter if there's, you know, a virus spreading or not. You know, popular immune boosting tips are going to be, you know, hydration. Simplest, we'll start with the simplest first, you know, staying nicely hydrated, staying out of inflammatory causing foods or ingredients rather, you know, including the salt, sugar, and oil. We know that excess amounts of sodium as well as sugar and oil and those higher fat, especially linked to animal products, are going to be more inflammatory. So if our body's in a heightened state of inflammation on a regular basis, once a virus or illness or something of that nature comes along, our body's already focused on fighting the inflammation. We're feeding it to fight off any type of virus or illness coming into play. So if we keep our inflammation low through eliminating these types of foods, we're already ahead of the game. But other ways to boost, you know, your immune system, the other things to add in, leafy greens, you know, we talk about those a lot, but they're going to be those nitric oxide producing leafy greens, raw and cooked options are fabulous. Colorful foods, you know, I give our members the challenge of three or more colors on your plate, looking at those pigments as those antioxidant sources. So, you know, sources of vitamin E, vitamin C, vitamin A, all of these antioxidants that we have to boost our immune system after we've taken out these inflammatory foods, you know, coming from both fruits and vegetables, but especially, you know, when we're looking around illness time, you know, whether it's regular old flu season or not, vitamin C sources are going to be everybody's best friend. The next one is going to be your omega-3 fatty acids, you know, making sure we're getting those in on a daily basis. So whether you choose your ground flaxseed, chia seed, or walnuts to pop into that oatmeal, which is my favorite way to get them in the morning, or on your fruit bowl or whatever it may be, those are great to have in all year round. But if we're lacking in them, you know, now's a good reminder time for you and your family to add those back in. You know, and staying away from the processed foods, eating more whole foods, getting enough rest, you know, being mindful of the, you know, stressors in your life and trying to get that sleep that we all need and get outside and breathe some fresh air through that nose rather than your mouth as another way to boost your immune system. And, you know, just, it doesn't have to be complicated. We don't have to try any gimmicks. We're just getting back to the basics of whole food, plant-based nutrition, but really boosting those colors and vitamin C sources.
Fabulous. We had Irish stew today in class.
Ta-da!
Carrots, potatoes, onions, celery.
Perfect with St. Patty's Day next week.
Exactly. So it's good. You know, I enjoy eating my fruit in the morning. This morning I had a yellow dragon fruit, grapefruit. I know, and papaya and mango. So lots of vitamin C there and my chia seeds. So that's usually a morning ritual for me, is a giant bowl of fruit with some chia seeds, maybe a little oats on the bottom for texture, but mainly fruit for me. So I really do enjoy that. And I eat my apple a day. Our Uncle Bob used to have an apple every day in his lunch. And so I always think about him when I have my apple after lunch. There is some evidence that it keeps the doctor away, so to speak. So get my apple in. And, you know, I always have... my dessert is usually blueberries and banana and or mango. So I try to get those fruits in every day and enjoy an abundant amount of fruits. And you don't have to worry if you're a diabetic. You know, some people, you know, have been told they're diabetics, they can't have fruit, or maybe they've had cancer and they're afraid of fruit. You know, fruit provides fiber, antioxidants, phytonutrients. You know, lots of studies have shown that people's hemoglobin A1C, their glucoses are better on when they're getting a lot of fruit. And, you know, we certainly had people that we give them the challenge here as a member and said, hey, okay, you know, do it. Eat fruit for a day and see what happens to your glucose. Their glucose gets better. So don't worry about eating fruit. When people have cancer and they're afraid of eating fruit, the thought is that cancer eats sugar. Cancer cells are dividing rapidly, and the metabolism of cancer cells is incomplete. So it's like a poor running car that's running fast. So it uses a lot of sugar because it's dividing and it's not metabolizing sugar efficiently. So it's using a lot of sugar, but it doesn't mean it's growing because of sugar. So don't get that confused. We can find cancers when we do PET scans with nuclear tagged glucose, but that doesn't mean it's feeding the cancer. So people get that confused often. So continue to eat your fruit, garlic, onions, mushrooms, greens, like Addie said. And the other thing is, you know, we want to get the omega-3s in, but we don't want to be overzealous with omega-6s because omega-6s lead to inflammation. So, you know, snacking on nuts, you know, I think people think they've given up animal proteins and they've given up dairy. So they need some sort of extra source. So people start snacking on nuts. Nuts are 85% fat. Most of them have more omega-6s than omega-3s. So if you're getting your omega-3s, but you're getting much more omega-6s, then you're still going to be more in an inflammatory state. So you really got to cut down on, you know, your overall omega-6 intake because they're just everywhere. So anywho.
Absolutely.
So I'm sorry you're not going to be here to run the 5K. Sorry, I'm not going to get to see you. I won't get to see you until the big day arrives. And in case anybody's a new listener, Addie's going to become a mama in May 19th thereabouts. So this new mom will be heading to Houston for that big event. So I won't see you until then, but you're still running, walking, right?
Yes. We have definitely expanded. So to give you an update, we'll be 31 weeks this coming Tuesday. So we've shifted around a little bit inside, and baby boy is causing me a little bit more discomfort than before, but we still feel great. Everything is going very well. We're just, you know, in the thick of the third trimester now. So I'm doing a little more walking to my walk-run ratio than before. So right now for my running days, I'm keeping it from anywhere from 3 to 4 miles. I usually do, and I always have Haas, my German Shepherd handsome boy, with me. And so we do about a half mile to a mile warm up, a brisk walk, and then I alternate now a minute running with a minute walking to kind of help with the bouncing in my hips and all the things. But feeling really, really good. Energy is still pretty up there. Still lifting on, you know, I alternate my lifting days with my running days. So we're still getting those in and feeling really great actually after those. Keep me nice and mobile. But, you know, other than that, I have no complaints. So we'll just keep it up until we can't. But, you know, so I was super bummed to not be able to come to this 5K because we've been kind of training along with some of our members. But I, like a lot of you, will be doing it virtually. So I'll be getting my 3.1 in here in Houston with Haas, but checking in at various points along the way on March 24th. So, but yes, I will be seeing you come May. Mm-hmm. So,
yes, and my marathon, my scheduled event next weekend was going to be the Asheville Half Marathon on Saturday at the Biltmore Estates, followed by the whole marathon on Sunday. I think it would be our fourth time doing that. They call it the Barnyard to a Vineyard Challenge, where you run back-to-back races Saturday and Sunday. So I just clicked to do it virtually. So we'll be running a half marathon on Saturday and a whole marathon on Sunday here in Port Charlotte. Should be interesting. So I think I'll... The show must go on. The training must go on. We've got to keep at it. Next up after that is an ultra marathon in Utah at the Zion State Park. So got to keep the training going to be ready for that. But, you know, you're running pregnant, but there were two women running pregnant in the USA Marathon Olympic Trials. But one finished, one dropped out of 13 miles just because she was very, very pregnant. I think she's 35 weeks maybe. So she just decided to do a half, but the other one finished. So, I mean, it's...
And at remarkable paces.
Yeah, we're talking crazy paces. And so, you know, I mean, we don't have to limit ourselves. We don't have to limit ourselves. And, you know, the healthier you are, the healthier baby is. And, you know, there was a lady in class today, and we were kind of going around because we had a couple new members in class. And she said she had been vegetarian until she had her children, and then she panicked. And this was probably, you know, 15, 20 years ago. But she panicked because she was afraid that her babies wouldn't get enough protein. So they started eating meat. And, you know, she regrets it. You know, because they were actually healthier when they were vegetarian. Of course, now they're fully plant-based. But, you know, it's society really, you know, can, you know, beat you down and say, you know, you're pregnant, you need to eat animals and you need to eat dairy or, you know, and you need to not exercise. And, you know, it's almost like a medical condition as opposed to a celebration, you know, so. I'm proud of you that you've kept your exercise up, and of course there's no other way to eat but plant-based. So
exactly, and I think, you know, just like you said, not to limit yourself, it's important to note how you feel. And, you know, we had a whole episode a few episodes back, if you are a new listener, on pregnancy and fitness and nutrition. But, you know, I think, like you said, it's keeping up with what makes you healthy is also going to make baby healthy. And it's just been really helpful with me with kind of keeping some sense of normalcy as everything changes. So I think it's just been great. And I got to share a half marathon with you in the thick of it. So it's been a great ride so far these past 7+ months.
And just to go back to the conference a little bit, you know, again, we're going to share anybody that signs up for the audio conference. We're going to share the menu that we were going to have at the regular conference. And what we wanted to feature, we do a great breakfast, you know, a great breakfast bar. We have greens and some really good, more fruit-based dressings and an oatmeal bar and our famous tofu egg sandwiches. So we're going to share that recipe. Anybody that grew up having regular egg sandwiches, this blows it away. It's a, you know, if you like doing, got to say it, breakfast for dinner. Tofu egg sandwiches are always great. Tofu egg sandwiches are good with a bowl of soup as well. And they're good for breakfast. So we're doing that. And then you came up with the idea as to kind of show people how to present food and to build your plate. Because I think people get confused sometimes that, you know, they have to make some sort of complicated casserole when they're plant-based, or it's got to be some goopy, you know, put everything in a pot type of recipe. And we wanted to show people how to plate things so that you can actually, you know, see the individual vegetables, but you can get a full plate that's very nutritious. So we're doing Buddha bowls, so to speak, but Buddha plates, because we're going to serve it on plates. And we're having people choose, you know, a grain and a nitric oxide producing greens and vegetables, and then having three different sauces.
Yes. So it's a tool we'll be using is very similar to one that I use, especially in initial consultation calls for patients when they become members, on how to build a balanced plant strong plate that's filling and satisfying, but also meeting all of our nutrient requirements and needs. And so this will be a great opportunity. We were really excited, but we're going to share it with you all virtually on how you can do that at home on a regular basis that doesn't take a lot of time. You can use very simple ingredients. You can go and think outside the box, but something that you can apply very easily to your day-to-day nutrition that applies for, you know, nutrition across the whole gamut of ages as well.
Yeah. So I think it's really exciting. I experimented on Michael last week, fine-tuning the sauces, and we've got a really great garlic sauce and peanut sauce that, you say peanuts, isn't that oil, Dr. Delaney? But we're doing a peanut powder sauce that has the fat taken out of it, and we use a peanut powder that doesn't have any sugar added to it. And then we do a tomato red pepper momo sauce. So those are really, really good sauces to put on various kinds of vegetables. And so it was really good. We experimented last week, and I was really excited about sharing those. And then our dessert is going to be two desserts from our cookbook.
Absolutely. Some of the fan favorites.
Yes, yes. And I was actually, I gave a talk this week to a group of people that, it's actually pretty cool. One of our members lives in a condo, and they have get-togethers every month or so often. And he's trying to build a community where he lives. He's a sailor. And so he invited a bunch of his neighbors, about 40 of them, over for me to give a talk. And they had Chefy, Cheryl Bowman, our plant-based chef that caters our conferences, to cater and used our recipes. And I gave a little, harborside chat. He has a beautiful home that overlooks Charlotte Harbor, and the Peace River, I guess, is where we were looking at. Just absolutely gorgeous. And we introduced those foods to his neighbors, and it went over really well. And it's nice to, you know, share. And again, he is trying to build a community in his area where they can get together and eat healthy and be healthy.
Yes. Yeah.
So you can do that. You can take, you know, what you learn and your recipes, and, you know, have a dinner party. I suggest, you know, a lot of people do that. People, you know, say nobody will invite me to dinner. Nobody else wants to do that. You don't have to say plant-based or vegan. You can just have them for dinner. Like the girls that we had on that did the marathons. They just invite people over for dinner and they have their plant-based food. And, you know, we did that for your wedding shower, or your wedding shower, your baby shower. We did it for the wedding shower too, but the baby shower, you know, we had people that there wasn't anybody that came that was plant-based other than us, and they all had a good time and ate. We just didn't say this is vegan, you know? And, so it works out good. It works out easy. Just don't sweat the small stuff. Put out pretty colorful food and people will eat it.
Absolutely. You know, the seasonings, we've always said that all along, you know, how you cook food, how you present it, we eat with our eyes first. So if it looks great and it tastes great, I don't think anybody will be complaining.
All right. That about wrap it up for today. I hope you all stay safe. Get your fruits, vegetables. The other last thing is, you know, I said it last week, don't forget to make sure you breathe through your nose. You know, when you're especially in a crowd, you know, people that have some jaw disturbances often breathe through their mouth, or they've had some, you know, people think they have a deviated septum and they can't breathe through their nose, or the nose is a little stuffy. But force yourself to actually breathe through your nose using your diaphragm and use those lung muscles and keep your lungs open. This is a great time of you know, to make sure that our lungs are strong. That's why I want to get out and run and huff and puff a little bit, but breathe through your nose so that you can use your nose as a filter for, because you have a lot of anti-inflammatory proteins in your nose that will stop these infections before they get where they're going. If you breathe through your mouth, you're just kind of sucking things in like a whale sucks in plankton. So you don't want to do that. And, you know, get your exercise and we'll talk to you next week. How about that?
Absolutely. And like we said, you can go on to Eventbrite and search 2020 Plant-Based Wellness Audio Conference. It is presented by Dr. Delaney, and it's one of the online courses or conferences available on Eventbrite right now. We will be having it on our website, but that's the quickest way. We have, if you follow either one of us on Instagram or social media, there's events on Facebook for it, as well as in our Instagram bios. I'm at Naturally Rooted Nutrition. And then, you know, we can find Dr. Delaney's at hers as well. And we'll have it in the show notes here today. So make sure to go and grab those tickets for the upcoming audio conference. And again, you'll have it for a prolonged period of time recorded and with our slides. We'll be giving those menus out and giving you contact information and a way to navigate the day on March 28th as soon as you sign up and get those tickets. So we are excited to be able to, again, extend
the invitation across our local area to all of you for a great plant-based wellness day, very positive day. I think it's really important to note to do something positive for yourself and your family and your health right now through the anxiety-ridden times, and keep a mindful approach to day-to-day life. But this will be a great day that you can enjoy with us on March 28th.
Great. Addie, have a good afternoon.
Wonderful.
I'll be talking to you soon, and we're looking forward to this conference next week. So get those tickets.
Absolutely. See you later, Doc.
Okie dokie.